Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Mirror, mirror on the wall, who's the fairest of them all? In the fairy tale, the wicked stepmother keeps asking that question as she looks into her magical mirror. And in response, she keeps hearing her own name. The mirror says, "You, O queen, you are the fairest of them all." Until the day when Snow White grows up, and her beauty is far greater than the queen's. And then the mirror does not have any choice but to tell the truth. Snow White is the fairest of them all. Well, mirrors are kind of funny that way. They just don't lie. We may cheat on them a little bit. Maybe when we know we're going to go see a mirror, we may prepare our face a little bit. We kind of smile and we suck in our gut so that we see ourselves at our best. But the mirror is neutral no matter how much we cheat. The mirror doesn't know whether we're looking good or whether our makeup is a mess. The mirror faithfully reflects back whatever is looking into it. And Ash Wednesday is a day to look into our spiritual mirror. And this may take some courage, because on this day, we try not to prepare our face to look good when we look in the mirror. Instead, what we really want to do is to look long and hard and let the mirror show us what it really sees. This is a day to begin to see beyond the makeup, a day to see beyond the mask that may be smiling or that may look competent. This is a day, in fact, to rip off the mask and to stare at whatever lies underneath it. And our features may be twisted. They may be twisted with greed or self-centeredness or cruelty. A few minutes ago when we read Psalm 51, we used a lot of hard words. We used words like sin and transgression, iniquity, guilt, even evil. And we use these words to describe ourselves. This is one day when we have to acknowledge that we are not what we would like other people to think of us. We have to put aside our pretenses and admit that there are some bad things to say about ourselves. And most of these things are offenses against other people. We have pettiness. We are full of criticisms. There are times when we ignore some people who are God's children, and we suck up to others as if they were God. We remember on this day about ourselves. We remember the times when we have dealt physical blows to others, times when we have engaged in verbal abuse, the violence that is part of our lives, the dismissing of other people's lives just because they live in Africa or Iraq, the coldness, the lack of forgiveness. All of these things are there in the mirror. Look in the mirror without the mask on. This is a day to claim it. Yes, this is who I am. The dirtiness, the unrighteousness, the unworthiness, all of it. The mirror of Ash Wednesday invites us to see our sin and to see our distance from God. And it hurts. It really hurts. How can we expect to be loved if we look like that? There is no way that we're going to be able to bridge the gap between ourselves and God. There is nothing that is going to make us look any better in that mirror. And yet, as we continue to look in the mirror, as the tears roll down our cheeks in grief at all the things that we are not and will never be, as we look into the mirror, we see another figure in that mirror. It's a figure holding out his arms to us, embracing the ugly person that is us. And we look into the mirror and we stop noticing the ugliness anymore. We start to look clean and purged. We look loved, in fact. And now it's the other person in the mirror who looks ugly, because it is Christ who took on the burden of our sins. Paul told the church at Corinth that Christ was innocent of sin, and yet for our sake, God made him to be one with human sinfulness, so that in him we might be one with the righteousness of God. This is how we are made clean and reconciled by God. It's by God and by God's grace. God is the first to make a move. God moves toward us. In Christ, God was reconciling the world to himself, not counting our trespasses against us. And you know, that's the thing about a mirror. It doesn't leave a record of what has been there before. The mirror does not remember the old self, the sinful self who looked into the mirror. All that the mirror sees now is the soul that is reconciled with God. We may still be sinners, but Christ has already died for us. Christ has already reconciled us to God, and there is nothing more for us to do, just to leave the ugliness behind and to become one with the righteousness of God. So you see, this mirror of Ash Wednesday, it's not about feeling bad. It's about the truth that sets us free. We have to know the worst about ourselves in order to know the extent of the grace. So, church, look in the mirror. Christ waits for us there. He's waiting. Waiting to put his arms around us and to show us that we are loved. All is forgiven. All is well. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Will you pray with me as I bless these ashes? Almighty God, you have created us out of the dust of the earth. May these ashes be for us a sign of our mortality and penitence, and a reminder that only by your gracious gift are we given everlasting life. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. I invite you now to come forward as you are able to receive the ashes. And I invite you to come by the center aisle and return by the side aisle if that is comfortable for you. Please come.